I'm Megan O'Brien. I'm now joined by linebacker Marquise Flowers. Marquise, thanks so much for joining me. Your role has started to increase on this Patriots team. You saw 8 snaps of play against the Chargers, then you saw 19 against Denver, and then you went on to have a season high of 32 against the Raiders. How has your role on this defense evolved with the increased workload?
I really don't keep count, but obviously, you know, last couple of weeks I've been on the field a lot. I just think it's a testament to really the whole defense and offense and special teams about really how the game goes, kind of dictates when I'm going to be on the field or when I'm not. And I think last couple of weeks, you know, my number's just been called. I've been ready.
You've shown that certainly as well. 4 tackles and that big forced fumble play against the Raiders. How much of a momentum shift was that play last weekend?
Well, I think any turnover is a big momentum shift, especially just coming with the time that came at right before halftime is one of our goals, to, you know, not put no points on the board before the half. And I just think it came at that time, but really any turnover, you know, I think De'Ron's turnover early was a big momentum shift. It's draining for the offense when you turn the ball over. It's getting the hands in, you know, Tommy Ice is what I call them, Tom Brady's hands in our offense, and letting them just go to work again. So it's deflating for another team when we get turnovers. That's what we want to keep doing.
Arguably your most impactful play since you've been here in New England. How much confidence does that give you?
I think any good play gives me confidence. It's me especially, just being out there on the field when you're doing stuff right, playing as a unit, playing as a defense, and, you know, getting off the field. I mean, the turnover, obviously, just making plays together just gives me confidence, and it gives my teammates confidence and trust that I know what I'm doing out there, and coaches, they can trust me and put me out there in situations like that.
Dolphins come to town this weekend. They're in the midst of a 4-game losing skid. How difficult is it to face a team that's in the middle of a losing spell?
Well, in this league, it's always tough. Winning spell, losing spell, then, you know, they happen to be on a losing side. That just means every game they come out, they're trying to end their losing streak. You know, they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder. We know we're going to get their best shot. And obviously, this is a good team. You know, the NFL we don't have sorry teams despite the record. So this is a good team. So we got to prepare as if this team's, like we know, this team's coming, you know, they're coming to win. And it's going to be tough, but I think we're going to be ready for it. We're going to be prepared for it. And we should be ready Sunday.
Tom Brady said earlier today that this is the time of the season when you really need to lock down and not let distractions get in the way. You know, Thanksgiving, the long travel. What have you done this week to ensure that Thanksgiving and last week's long trip on the road is not going to interfere with a good week ahead?
Yeah, he's right. You know, it is tough. Obviously, Thanksgiving, you want to be a family and all that, but we still got work to do. What I did was, you know, I do got family out here. I just kind of, you know, I set them down, you know, explain to them, you know, we still have work to do. I still have work to do. My family is understanding. The long travel, I mean, it's over with, you know. When it comes down to Sunday, that's what being a professional is, going out there and do what your bro here doing. That's win football game. So I think we'll be ready. It was a good Thanksgiving. Hope yours is good, too. But family will be there, and we got something to play for. You know, I want my family to see us win.
Well, thank you, Marquise, so much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.